Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
When you read about anointing the priests in the Old Testament, you're going to find four words that are used in connection with their service: anoint, consecrate, sanctify, and hallow. Look in Exodus chapter 28, verse 41. This is a passage concerning the priestly garments, and notice, "Thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office." And then you come over here to Exodus chapter 29 and verse 21. "Thou shalt take the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his garments and his sons, and his sons' garments with him." You'll find this throughout, like in Exodus 29:7. "Thou shalt take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him." Verse 9, "Thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons." There is a ram of consecration. Verse 27, "Thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering." So these words, to consecrate, to sanctify, to hallow, to anoint, are all used in connection with the priests going into the ministry. And you know, truly, these words are so similar that you think they can be used interchangeably. If you look up the words in a dictionary, for instance, they'll say things like set apart. They'll say things like consecrate. In other words, to sanctify could also mean to consecrate. To hallow could also mean to consecrate. To consecrate could also mean to hallow. I mean, you know, the definitions are almost interchangeable. However, there is enough difference in these four words that we can actually see, I believe, why God used four different words to describe what was happening to the priest when they were going into the ministry. Okay, so we're going to look at those today. These four things that happened to Aaron and to his sons are the same things that happen to you and me as priests of the Lord. In other words, if you are going to minister as a priest of the Lord, you're going to need these four things. Okay? If you want to minister as a priest of the Lord, then you need the four things that happened to Aaron and to his sons. Notice, for instance, in 1 Peter chapter 2, that you and I are priests. 1 Peter chapter 2, look at verse 5. 1 Peter 2, 5, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Look at verse 9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." You see that? So, as Aaron and his sons were priests, so you and I are priests. And the Lord goes on to say, for instance, in Revelation chapter 1, that when the Lord washed us from our sins in his own blood, in verse 5, He hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Revelation 1:6. So there is a priesthood reserved to you and me. We are a holy priesthood. Okay? We're chosen by the Lord to be kings and priests with the Lord on earth when Jesus reigns. That's also in Revelation 5:10, has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So there's a lot of evidence about that. Now, as priests, then, we are to offer spiritual sacrifices to the Lord. We are to minister. And in order for us to be able to minister, we need the same four things, this anointing, this sanctification, this hallowing, this consecration that Aaron and his sons went through. So it's very beneficial for us to study these words so we can understand our high calling of God and our salvation. So, as Aaron and his sons, so are we, first of all, anointed. Now, to anoint is to simply apply oil to or to pour oil upon. If you look at a dictionary definition, that is one of the definitions. Anoint is to apply oil to or to pour oil upon a thing or a person. So back here in Exodus chapter 29, Exodus chapter 29, and in verse 7, thou shalt take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him. There you go. To anoint is to apply oil or pour it on somebody. Now, when you and I got saved, if you are saved, we were anointed by the Holy Spirit. That's right. In the same way that the oil was poured on Aaron, the Holy Spirit, in quotation marks, was poured on us or poured out upon us. The Holy Spirit typifies that oil of the Old Testament. Now, for this, let me give you an example. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And then watch it. Samuel took the horn of oil. This is the anointing of David. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of God came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. So the anointing with oil typifies the Spirit of the Lord coming on somebody. Okay, like on us in the New Testament, when we are saved, we are anointed by the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ was anointed by the Spirit of God. I know that Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit incarnate, but you saw at his baptism that the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the bodily shape of a dove. Well, in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus Christ is in the synagogue and he takes up the book of Isaiah and he quotes from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, here's what he says. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now notice, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Likewise, as the Holy Spirit was upon Jesus Christ and anointed him, we are anointed. In 1 John chapter 2, John is writing, and he says in the middle of his context in verse 27, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now the Lord set it up so that there are pastors and teachers that are given to the church. You're going to learn a lot when a man teaches you from the Scripture. You're going to learn a lot when a man preaches to you from the Scripture. But because of the anointing that you have, you are not required to have a teacher in this sense. If the man is teaching something that is false, the Spirit of God will have to point out to you that the man is misleading you. There is more false teaching and false preaching going on today than there is truth. Although Jesus Christ is being preached, and like Paul, even though he's not being preached of sincerity, thank God he's being preached. So you have an anointing, watch it, that you have received of him, and that anointing abideth in you, and he says, and is truth. You know who that is? He says, the anointing which you have received of him, you know who that is? That's the Spirit of God dwelling in you, okay, and teaching you, and is truth. In John chapter 14, verse 17, the Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. And in John chapter 14, verse 17, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And in John chapter 16, verse 13, he guides you into all truth. All right, so that's who that is, the Holy Spirit. All right, well then, if you want to minister as a priest of the Lord and offering spiritual sacrifices, you must recognize that you have been anointed by the Spirit of God, and it is the Spirit of God dwelling in you that gives you the power to minister. It is the Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus Christ that allowed him to preach the gospel. It is the Holy Spirit that was in Jesus Christ that allowed him to cast out devils. That was the Holy Spirit working in him. And if you're going to be effective at all in the ministry of the Lord as a holy priesthood, then you're going to have to rely upon that anointing of the Spirit of God in you in order to be able to do what God wants you to do. So you rely upon the Spirit in you, see, just like Jesus Christ did. All right, that's your anointing. Here's another word that is used in Exodus chapter 28, verse 41, to describe this preparation of Aaron and his sons for the ministry. And here's the word, sanctified. As Aaron and his sons were sanctified, so are we sanctified. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, it's to set apart to a sacred purpose. To sanctify is to set apart to a sacred purpose, to make free from sin, to purify or to cleanse. You're going to see this word used a lot in the Old Testament. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 29 and look at verse 36 and 37. Exodus chapter 29, verses 36 and 37. Thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering, for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days shalt thou make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it. Notice he said cleanse the altar, and then notice he said sanctify the altar. It shall be an altar most holy. Whosoever or whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Look again, same chapter, Exodus chapter 29, look at verses 43 and 44. There I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory, and I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. So sanctifying has to do with kind of washing away that world that was on you when you got saved. to clean the thing up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 11, you read the context beginning in verse 9. In verse 11, you find out that we are sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So we are sanctified by the Spirit of God. And then we have a continual sanctification through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Jesus Christ said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And that's how, you know what? A regular, daily, sufficient reading of the Bible will clean you up. It'll sanctify you. I mean, you will notice over time, year after year after year, getting cleaner by the Word of God. And then also, you are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:12. Hebrews 13:12. We're sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:12 says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Well, there you go. Sanctify the people with his own blood. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, there it is, and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. So sanctification sets us apart from the world and cleanses us from the sin that was in us and continues to cleanse us of the sin that is in us, that which was in us and that is in us. So you need to be sanctified. If you're going to really be a priest to minister to the Lord, you need to be anointed. That is, you and I must rely upon the work of the Spirit of God in us. Listen, a lost man cannot minister to the Lord. You take these priests that are like in a Catholic church that are not saved by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, they're not anointed, and therefore they can't minister to the Lord. You have to be saved to be able to do that. Saved and relying upon the Spirit of God if you want to minister to the Lord. All right, and then after you're saved, it's important to recognize that you are sanctified by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, and by the blood of Christ. And what that does, that sets you apart from the world, cleanses you from that sin so that you can minister to the Lord. Now, the next thing is, he says, is hallowed. In Exodus chapter 29, verse 21, he shall be hallowed. Hallowed. To hallow is to make holy. Again, it also means to set apart, but notice this, listen carefully. It is to set apart for holy use, all right? So I distinguish it this way. To sanctify you is to set you apart from the world. To hallow you is to set you apart to something holy. In other words, one cleanses you and gets rid of something. The other one makes you holy. Makes you holy. Give you an example. Exodus chapter 20. Verse 8, fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Verse 11 says, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus chapter 28, verse 38, the Bible says, it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that's the mitre, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. Do you see that? When something is hallowed, it's made holy. You see it again in Exodus chapter 40, verse 9. Well, as Aaron and his sons were to be hallowed or to be holy, so we are to be hallowed. In 1 Peter chapter 1 in verses 15 and 16, the Bible says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we are to be holy. When we started this broadcast, we talked about us being priests from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, and the Bible says we are an holy priesthood. Now, this is very important, because everything we deal with is holy. Everything we minister with, all right? Everything we do is holy. Remember when the Lord taught his disciples to pray? Hallowed be thy name, he said. Holy. Holy Spirit. Holy Bible. Holy priesthood. Do you get it? This idea, this lack of holiness, and this great carnality that you see among professing Christians today. That's why our ministry is so ineffective. Our ministry is effective when we are holy, when we are set apart for holy use, like the Sabbath day was hallowed, and Aaron and his sons were hallowed, and God is hallowed. We need to be hallowed. We need to be holy for the Lord. And then one more thing, as Aaron and his sons, so are we to be consecrated. Consecrated. Exodus 28, verse 41. Aaron and thy brother, thou shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. All right. To sanctify is to set apart, like to get away from the world. Consecrate means to set apart also. So I make this distinction. Sanctification sets you apart from the world. Consecration sets you apart to the Lord. See, to consecrate something is to dedicate it to the service or worship of God. That's what it means. If you look up the definition, to consecrate it means to dedicate it to the service or worship of God. Dedicated, devoted to the Lord, as we saw. Look in Exodus chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible says, the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. Verse 33, they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them. So, one cleans you up so that you can be used. It gets the world out of you. The other one dedicates you to the Lord, or sets you apart so you can serve the Lord. You go away from something when you're sanctified, and you go to something when you're consecrated. Jesus Christ was consecrated to the Lord. He was dedicated. He absolutely did everything his Father wanted him to do. And we are to be dedicated, and we are to be devoted to God and to his will. The reason more Christians are not ministering to the Lord today is that they're not consecrated. In other words, they got saved. Now, they've got the Holy Spirit in them, so they're anointed. They're sanctified. They've started to clean up. But they're not really holy. They're not hallowed. And if they are, they haven't said, you know what? I am going to do whatever God wants me to do to please the Lord. And I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead me into that area of ministry for the Lord. Now listen, it doesn't mean that he's going to call you out of your business or call you out of your occupation to serve him. It just means that he's going to consecrate you so that you can serve him in your business or in your occupation. Now in my case, he called me out of my business, out of my occupation. I was in banking. And he called me into the ministry. In your case, he may very well use you right where you are, but consecrated to him so that you're serving him. So here's how this progresses. When I consider these four words in the Old Testament, I see it this way. First of all, we're anointed by the Spirit of God when we get saved. So a man who's not saved may call himself a priest, but he's not able to minister to the Lord, even though he's doing a lot of things that look like ministry, because he's not anointed by the Spirit of God. You need to be saved. And then sanctified, so we can be set apart from the world and set apart from others. And I'll tell you, the sooner that you begin this process of sanctification in your life, the better. I was saved for a pretty good period of time before sanctification became an important thing to me, because I still wanted to be accepted by the world. I still wanted to be involved in the world. And I'm going to tell you something. You cannot minister to God when you're stuck in that world like that. Then hallowed, that is, made holy, because we were unholy when we got saved. We were ungodly before we got saved. And when we're hallowed, you know what happens? Godliness sets in. We become like the Lord. Whereas, as we said, God is holy and the Bible is holy and the Spirit is holy, we become like Him so that we can minister like He does. We're supposed to be here ministering like the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot do God's work man's way. We must do God's work God's way. Then the fourth thing, consecrated. That is, we need to be dedicated to do something for God. And listen, when you are consecrated to the Lord in your service to Him, everything you do can be as unto the Lord. Everything you do can be for His pleasure. Everything you do can be for His glory, because you are dedicated to the Lord. You are devoted totally to Him. I mean, if you work in a refinery, if you drive for a living, no matter what it is you do, seafarer, helicopter pilot, law enforcement, lawyer, banker, whatever it may be, if that's where God has you to serve Him and you are wholly dedicated to Him, He will be pleased with your service in your occupation. If you are a priest offering spiritual sacrifices to the Lord in the things that you do. You see it? So the four things we need to minister unto the Lord are: we need to be anointed, we need to be sanctified, we need to be hallowed, and we need to be consecrated. I pray that the Lord will bless you as you consider these things in your life. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.